Waste by Spuffy Duds. Read by VC. Brazier/Kowalski. Rated NC-17. On guard duty days, it's his legs and back that hurt by evening. On a paperwork day like this, it's his hands. Bearing down hard enough for multiple carbons while still maintaining legibility takes its toll on the tiny muscles. So when Fraser climbs into the shower, he holds his hands behind him, letting the hard jets of water drum into the middle of his palms, easing the worst of the aches. He stays like that a long time. An unconscionable waste of hot water, really, but it feels so good. He stays until he's drowsy from the steam and from the fatigue of a dull day, and it's only then, when he's swaying slightly in place, that he realizes he's more or less standing at parade rest, naked. This is unexpectedly arousing. Ordinarily, he would quash the thoughts that rise, uninvited, to make it arousing. That it's raised voice giving the orders. Hands behind your back, Fraser. That's right. Don't move. That Ray's kissing softly down the center of Fraser's chest, making the order so difficult to follow, making it a test. But now Fraser's too warm and relaxed and sleepy to fight it, and he arches, moans, closes his eyes, pretends when his hands come around to the front that he's still following orders, still perfect for Ray. Those are Ray's fingers wrapped around and squeezing so good. After he comes, he keeps his eyes closed so he doesn't have to watch the hot water sluicing everything away. So he can picture Ray licking him clean. This has been a reading of Waste by Spuffy Duds. Spuffy Duds can be reached at spuffyduds@livejournal.com.